The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden pulled no punches when discussing trying to avert a government shutdown. He was at an awards dinner held by the Congressional Black Caucus.
With time running out before a possible partial government shutdown next weekend, President Biden says he had a spending deal with Republican leaders, but now...
small group of extreme Republicans don't want to live up to the deal. So now everyone in America could be forced to pay the price.
That possible price?
If the government shuts down, that means members of Congress, members of the U.S. military are going to have to continue to work and not get paid. A government shutdown could impact everything from food safety to cancer research to Head Start programs for children.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
A deadline for a deal is at midnight, October 1st. Five buses of migrants voluntarily left El Paso, Texas, with final destinations to Denver, Chicago, and New York. City leaders say they are at a breaking point with the influx of migrants in Texas. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
With 2,000 migrants arriving daily in El Paso, Mayor Oscar Leeser says they're now in an emergency situation. The city made operational a new 400-bed shelter and has appealed to the governor and Texas cities for help. He's also asking the feds for an additional $10 million to ensure people remain healthy and safe.
Though Ophelia was downgraded to a tropical depression, it still walloped the East Coast with damaging winds and flash flooding. CBS New York's Alicia Reed is in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where a tree fell on a family's roof.
The rain continues to soak through the inside of this home after a tree came crashing down on Saturday, slicing through the roof and top floor.
He's actually taking a nap. Thought it was an earthquake.
Paul Kimmel woke up dazed. Once he realized what happened, he started calling for his family. His 27-year-old daughter and their dogs were also upstairs. His wife downstairs.
We called 911 immediately. The steps were blocked. The whole roof caved in.
Right now, they have no idea if the house is a complete loss. They are grateful, though, that everyone made it out alive.
Representatives for the striking Hollywood writers met with studio heads Saturday, but were unable to come up with a deal. CBS Los Angeles's Rick Montanez.
They're just working on the legal language for that deal. The writers are hoping to get a deal to get back to work. If no deal is reached, we are just over a week away from the WGA beating its old record for the longest strike, which was back in 1988.
They are set to meet again Sunday after striking for nearly 5 months. The SAG-AFTRA union, comprising 160,000 members from actors to stunt performers, joined the writers in striking in July. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
His own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. Go see their menu right now at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Wykert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Find them online at wykert-lakepoint.com. We got a double dip of the big payback to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Power to let go. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're doing it.
Kicking off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Big Payback on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music. That was Friday Night Phase, The Power to Let Go before that. The Big Payback, they're playing at the Majestic tonight. The show starts at 8 o'clock for the 5th Annual Respect Show, a celebration of women in music at the Majestic tonight. Big Payback is playing the music, but there's a ton of artists paying tribute to some of their favorite female artists. It's a
local
big show.
Local
artists paying tribute to their, you know.
That's right.
It's a pretty cool show, and it's hosted by Cooper Talbot. That's at the Majestic if you're looking for something to do tonight. That's going to be a pretty cool live show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music until midnight tonight. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr's off. She sends her regards. We hope to see her again next week. Rocker, we got plenty of show ahead of us. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, yet tonight we're going to be talking with Rain Stern, calling in from L.A. to tell us all about her new EP and what's going on out in L.A. Work, Frank Laufenberg, they have a new album coming out. We're going to hear about that in their upcoming tour. Devil's Lair tonight, Drivatron.
Super excited about this.
Paul Vash, he's going to be in to tell us all about it. He's a very interesting character, and I'm looking forward to learning some stuff from him. And Max Inc. Heavy tonight, Jimmy,
coming
after
up.
10.
Double dips of Skin Tones, Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed to kick off Heavy tonight.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be killer. Hey, so just a quick note about Civic Media. I was listening yesterday right around 11 o'clock here on Mad Radio in Madison. And As Goes Wisconsin was on the air, and it was Kristen Bry. Mm. And it was her last show yesterday because she's going to have a baby.
Right. But she's coming back. Not she her is. Last show, but yeah. But she's taking off for a little while.
Last show without a baby.
Right.
Yeah. Last show without a baby.
Congratulations. Hey,
congratulations. So happy. Hope everything comes out okay. And having birth. I've witnessed a birth,
oh,
believe
boy.
It or not.
Oh, Jimmy.
And I never again. It's one of the reasons why I never had kids.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I do music on the radio, Jimmy, so
exactly.
We don't have to talk about those kind of things. But what we can talk about is our Linktree.
Well, hold on. There's one more show on Civic Media I want to talk about,
oh.
and that's Mad Unity.
Oh, yes.
It's a brand new show, Friday nights here on Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's on the air here on Mad Radio here in Madison and everywhere on the app. You caught a little bit of it last night, didn't you?
Yeah, Fridays, 10 to midnight. And it's with one of the guys here, Jorge. He's a part of Max Inc. Radio, too. He does a lot of our photography, and he's the director of marketing here at Civic Media. And he's opening up a new show, and it's a lot of fun watching because on YouTube, I was able to watch the stream and watch the mixing of all the beats and different elements. It's EDM music. And so he's a DJ in his own right. So it's pretty cool to see him going at it, playing live music, really. It's like they're playing music. It's pretty crazy.
I didn't realize it was streaming live on YouTube. That's pretty cool. So yeah. Cosmo Brown and Frequency with a PH.
Yeah. And those guys, yeah, they're mixing it up, man. Every week they got a lot of stuff going on. I was pretty impressed.
Pretty cool genre of music, too.
Yeah.
And it's a growing genre. You know, on Bandcamp, when I'm searching for new music, the EDM and electronic genre comes up more so than ever.
Huge.
Yeah. It's great.
Big.
Linktree Rocker. Tell
Linktree.
Us about that.
Oh, yes. We started a Linktree. Linktree, and our name is Max Inc., M-A-X-I-N-K. And so now you go to the Linktree, and it just brings you to everything, you know, Max Inc. Radio. So from the homepage of the website to other social medias, interest, you know, everything to the podcast, to the interviews. It's very easy to kind of surf and find what you want.
Nice. So when you go to Max Inc. Radio, that's your first stop?
We're figuring out how to do it. Just go Linktree, Max Inc.
Max Inc. Okay, gotcha. All right. That's pretty cool, Linktree. We're everywhere, Rocker. What can I say? Let's do some stees. We're taking over Madison. Rightfully so, too. Steez now, last night on Max Inc. Radio.
About your little world, If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Job Boogie and Dove Foundation on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, we got Rain Stern coming live from Los Angeles. That's coming up next.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for TheSpaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at TheSpaceship.tv today. TheSpaceship.tv. This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's a story there that's full of color. There's a sparkle on you coming from the other. A shot I'd like to touch in you. Whatever it is, at least it's true. There are places that they made by others. Cause we have really a touch the world.
truly care that this world needs, you know. People just look beautiful without really being a whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique, yeah. I can see when you smile inside those eyes you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world together. Yeah, we'll see better weather.
Civic Media, that's brand new Rainstern right there. This song is called Zodiac. It's off of Welcome Home, the new EP from Rainstern. And that was the title track we heard to kick off that set, a double dip of Rainstern. We were hoping to have Rainstern on the phone, Rocker.
We were hoping.
We were hoping. We were praying.
Well, you know, rock stars.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
you live with them and they can live without you, I guess.
Rain's new EP is really fantastic. You can, it's on Spotify. She's this big streamer. Go stream Rainstern. Her new music is great. And Rain, if you happen to be listening, just give me a call. We'll get you on here before 9 o'clock, though. Okay. Thank you. Rocker, we got Live in the Devil's Lair coming up with Drivatron. Really looking forward to meeting Paul and hearing him play live in the Devil's Lair tonight, dude. I know you are too, dude.
I mean, the guy studied music like all of his life, so it should be pretty interesting what he's going to put together and, you know, the band that he's bringing in.
Yeah, there you go. And we got work coming in next hour too. Frank, looking forward to seeing Frank, man.
Yeah, they're going to be going on a tour.
Yeah.
And they have some shows coming up and brand new. Is it EP or full album?
I think there's a full album from work coming up. They got a couple. We've been playing Ignition, which is off the new album. I actually have a debut of a song when Frank comes in. We're going to play that after the interview.
What's the title, Jimmy?
It's called Elements. Hang on one second. Let me scroll down here. We'll find
Give
it.
Give us a tease.
Oh, it's called, where's it at? I just had it.
Do 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 do
do. It's not in my playlist anymore.
I'm horrible at humming.
Ugh, I'm horrible at DJing. I'm really bad at this radio thing.
Well, we'll make sure we know what that song is when it comes up, and Frank will be in soon.
I like being suspenseful. Let's do some People Brothers Band Stepping Stone on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up. Be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up. See what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness.
always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things, I don't need none, your strings, I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Always sweeter than nectar green.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I'm too damaged to ask for help. I saw nothing.
that new song on my way back. They're on tour right now, too. Get all the details on their socials. Follow Cat and the Hurricane. That's fun. Hey, we've got a double dip of Kelsey Miles coming up to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Work will be in studio on the Devil's Lair with Drivatron. How about some Josh Hoyer and the Soul Colossal right now? Do it now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yes, yeah. So Colossal coming back to your feet. Come on! If you really want it, you gotta do the work to get it. You can't stand it, show. You got work to be arranging. You got a word to make it happen. Oh, you need to learn and know. You got the gift to educate. Oh, come on, do it now. Ain't no time like doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.